This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The federal racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McClain is entering its final stretch. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Madigan's legal team rested Thursday after putting the accused former speaker on the stand for 4 days. All told, his lawyers presented a dozen witnesses over 7 days. McClain's defense team previously rested. Prosecutors presented testimony from about 50 people and played nearly 200 secret FBI recordings for the jury. This historic trial that began back in October now is on pace for closing arguments, likely wrapping up by the end of next week. If that schedule holds, that means jurors can begin deliberating Madigan and McClain's fate by the final week of the month. Amtrak is canceling some Chicago area trains ahead of an expected drop in temperatures early next week. The agency posted an update on X, saying the extreme weather will affect the Empire Builder train, set to run between Chicago and Seattle on Monday. Weather on Monday expected to be in the single digits, with overnight wind chills dropping to 15 to 25 degrees below zero. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is launching an online portal for children's behavioral health care. My colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports officials have dubbed the portal Beacon, because the goal is to be a beacon of light for families seeking help. In the portal, parents and caregivers can learn about nearby community-based services like outpatient counseling or residential treatment their child might be eligible for. Pritzker says many families don't know where to start.
There's so much stigma around this issue. And for some people, the easiest way to start knowing that you need to find help is to go online and get help online without having to interact with anybody up front.
The portal does not link families directly to behavioral health providers, except in a few cases where they're working with a state worker. The Chicago Bears interviewed former Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy and Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith for their head coaching job. McCarthy met with the Bears Wednesday, 2 days after a split with Dallas, and 5 years in what Cowboys owner Jerry Jones described as a mutual agreement. The Bears have confirmed interviewing 12 candidates. They're looking to replace Matt Eberflus, who was fired on November 29th. Weather for today, clouds and some sun, high near 38. Tonight, cloudy with wind and a low near 24. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, highs in the upper 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.